This is Victory House.
Praise the Lord. This evening I'll be sharing with us something very brief. The theme of the Enforce this April is Ignite. And I want to just talk about learn, unlearn, and relearn. Learn, unlearn, and relearn. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says that, but we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the image from what? From glory to glory. But it says we with unveiled faces. So as we come to God, we have veiled faces. There's something covering our eyes. There's something covering our mind. But as we look unto God, as we stay in his word, then those things are being washed away. Then that veil is lifted. Amen? And for me, I think that's the foundation of our Christianity. So first of all, you get saved. That's great. And then now that you're saved, how do you become an effective Christian? Because when you're saved, your human spirit is regenerated. The spirit part is taken care of, but the struggle is in the mind. Now that you're a Christian, how do you walk? How do you become an effective Christian? And those are some of the things that we'll be sharing this evening. Alvin Toffler said this. He said the illiterates of the 21st century will not be those that cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn, right? And I just kind of rephrased that quotation just to fit my message today. The effective Christian will not be those that do not come to church, right? Because when you look at the grand scheme of things, it's good to come to church. But when you get to heaven, it's not about the number of times you came to church. Amen? Coming to church is a function of your relationship with God. I don't want you to misplace, because I've come to church, now I'm growing in God. They're two different things. When you grow in God, you want to come to church. But if you are forced to come to church, doesn't necessarily you're going home to study the word. Amen. But the effective Christian will not be those that do not come to church, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. And that's why scripture says, they that know their God, they shall be strong. You have to know God for yourself. When you become saved, somebody else's revelation can get you far. The pastor's preaching can get you to a place. But when you face obstacles, that pastor is on retreat, the deacon is somewhere else, at that point, it's you and God. What do you do? So you have to know God for yourself. You have to know God for yourself. And then let's switch it a little bit in relationships. The couples who end up having divorce are not those couples that do not love each other. Because you hear, I still love him, but I can't live with him. They are couples that cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn about their spouse or what it means to be married. That's the reality. There are some things you come to, wherever it is. You come to your marriage, you come to your career, you come to parenting, you come with baggage, you come with things that you have already learned growing up, society, experiences. You bring those things into whatever it is that you're doing. And then some of them are right, some of them are wrong, some of them don't apply. So at the end of the day, we'll be talking about three things: learning, unlearning, and relearning. And even when God gives you revelation, how you process that revelation, when he gives you light, how you process that light is a function of what you need to unlearn, what you need to relearn, and what you need to learn. So, talking about learning, the first thing about learning is this, and I said it briefly. I have to see God as not the means to an end, but the means and the end in itself. God is not the means to an end. I'm not serving God because I want a house. Now, when I get the house, I stop serving God. That's not the goal. I'm not praying. I'm not fasting because I want God to do X, Y, Z. I am praying. I am fasting. I am reading my Bible because I want to get closer to God. Every other thing else is a function of my relationship with God. Does that make sense? So the goal is this. What I am learning, how does it get me closer to God? Please, let's remove religion just for a second, right? Because religion cannot save anybody. Religion adds confusion. Let's remove religion for just 1 second, and let's talk about what does it mean. There are some things that, like I said, you have to learn them for yourself. Even the apostles, they said, the things that we have heard, the things that we have seen, the things that we have looked upon, the things that we have handled, I have tested it, I have tried it, it works. That revelation, nobody can take it from you. Pastor can preach and you might mishear what he says. You might go for a conference and you might misquote what happens. But the things that you find in God, in your own personal relationship with him, they stick with you forever. So the goal is what? God is not somebody that I want to use to get to where it is I'm going to. Because when I get there and I miss God, then what's the point? God is the means to get me there. And he's also the there. Right? I am building a relationship with God because he's taking me to wherever there is. He's both the means and he's the end. Amen? When you look at Paul said this, and I said that in the first prayer. I said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. The goal is I need to know God. I need to get closer to God. That's the very first thing that I want to learn as a Christian. How do I get closer to God? And some of those ways, you're spending time in the Word of God, you're reading your Bible, you're going to church. It's a function of your growth. But again, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I need to make sure that I am constantly walking towards God. Amen? James said this, draw near to God and he would what? Draw near to him. And how do you draw near to him? You create time for God. If I ask us now that has there been any time in your Christian walk that you go to God not saying, God, I want something from you, but I just want to spend time with you. I don't need anything. The bills can wait. You'll be paying bills now. The bills will continue. So that's not changing the story, but I just want to spend time with God. Amen? We should get to that point. So learning is, I need to learn something. I need to learn about God. I need to grow in God. I need to spend time meditating on the Word of God. That's how you learn. And the primary way to do that is feeding on God's Word. How does each baby grow? A baby grows by feeding. The nutrients needs to be there. So the nutrient is the Word of God, the raw Word of God, your Bible. Have a personal time in reading your Bible. Amen? Now, let's move to unlearning, and I like that unlearning. When we talk about unlearning, by show of hands, and I want us just to do this, by show of hands, how many people have been to other churches before? This is not your first church. Like, this is not the church you got saved. By show of hands, okay. So, you have been to different churches before, and there are things that are done different ways, right? So, if you go to a church, and the pastor comes, and before he starts praying, he kneels down. That doesn't mean the next pastor must come and kneel down. Amen? Do we get that? My point is this. When we start because we've been in different churches, if we don't catch the spirit and we catch just the religion, you walk into a church and the very first thing you say, this is not how they do it in this church. Okay. So what? They don't do it like that in this church. But you need, it's not the how they do it. It is the spirit behind what they're doing. The how doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anybody. If pastor comes here and wears jeans and t-shirts and he lays down on you, you will be blessed, you will be blessed. It doesn't mean until he has to wear suits. Amen? Because my point is this, we need to unlearn a few things before even God, when he pours something in us, there needs to be space. Let me give you an example. This bottle is full. If I want to add to it, I need to literally pour some things out before I can add into it. If it's covered, I can take it from church to church until I'm willing to open up and let some things go. you will keep going from one place to another because you are already full. You are already full. You have to do what? Open it, and it takes vulnerability. You're going to open it and say, okay, God, I don't know this thing. You are going to have to be vulnerable to God. I don't know it. I don't understand it, but teach me. And then you open it, and then you pour some things out. That's the only way I can replace this content. The other way is I can get a bigger content, right? But it's no more this content. So another way is you can grow up. Amen? You can grow in the things of God. So the things that you started out with 10 years ago should not be the things that you're doing 20 years as a Christian. If you have not grown towards God daily, there's something wrong. It's not the message of the church that you're going. It's your own personal relationship with God. We have to take responsibility for our own relationship with God. When we were saved, nobody was there. It's a personal choice. Amen? So activities is not necessarily the way to grow, right? You have to spend time in the Word of God. Now, the scripture that I was reading is, we come to God with veiled faces. But as we spend time in the Word of God, that veil is being lifted. It's being removed. God starts showing you you. Does that make sense? God starts telling you about you. God starts showing you revelations about you. He tells you things. He's your father. He's going to tell you things anyways. He's going to tell you things that he wants you to do. But it takes you coming to him in that vulnerability and saying, God, I need your help. Not just on Sunday service. We can all do that. But behind closed doors. Amen? So we have to unlearn a lot of things as Christians. It would have been a lot easier when we become saved. God just takes our hard drive. My IT people in the house, it's not like I'm too IT savvy, but God can just take your hard drive and just delete it and then load you up with a new operating system. I'm telling you, that will save everybody headache. Because now, automatically, by default, we have been programmed as Christians. But it doesn't happen that way. You have to find out, okay, what is outdated in me? Go through the Word of God. God will reveal that to you. Then you hit delete. These things, I can't do them anymore. Why? Because I am a child of God. That's the only reason. It's not any other reason. It is simply, I'm a child of God. That's all. And it gets to the relationship that you have with God. Amen? The other thing is, a great example is Paul. When we look at Paul in Scripture, Paul was passionate about the religion of his fathers, like he said, Judaism. Was like, no, we have to crucify all those Christians. We have to do all these things. Paul was very zealous, and he anybody that knew him, before he met Jesus, he was doing his business well. He's like, look, I'm going full head. I believe in what I'm doing. But he met Jesus, and it took him not 2 days, not 3 days, not 5 days, not 7 days. Took him what? 14 years. 50. It took him 14 years. He was in a place just learning, unlearning, right? So my point is this. It's going to take time. Don't expect to get everything overnight. But the most important thing about unlearning is you have to be true to yourself. And I put here, I said, I must constantly evaluate my actions to make sure they align with Scripture. That's all. If my actions align with Scripture, I'm fine. But you have to evaluate it yourself. Amen? You have to take time and evaluate it with yourself. The last one is relearning. And I think that's a difficult one. Because you have to relearn how to do what you used to do before. Talking about what you learn in God's presence, as I was preparing for this message, I remember back 10 years ago, exact year, 2009, I got to a point in my life that I made a personal decision. This is not pastor, this is not, that I would not give God my tithe after Uncle Sam had taken his own percentage. I will pay my tithe on my gross, and I've been doing that for 10 years now. It's nowhere in the Bible, but it's my own relationship. Until you get to a point whereby there's a relationship and God tells you, do this for X, Y, Z. It's a relationship, sir. That's why sometimes you go online and you probably don't pay tithe. I'm just going to read your Bible. It's not hard. You get what I'm saying? There are some things that you don't need to argue. It's just go and read your Bible. If you don't pay your tithe, please don't pay your tithe. It's not forced. God, has God called everybody to say heaven is broke, please send your tithe? No. You get what I'm saying? If you don't want to do anything, don't ever do anything out of compulsion. Oh, I have to do this. If you are feeling that way, please. You can ask my wife, if I'm fasting and there is any kind of conflict between me, I'll go and eat. I'm not going to fast and I'm not talking to my wife. I am not doing it. Maybe I'm backsliding. I am not doing it. I'm not going to say I'm fasting, I'm praying, and my wife, I'm not talking to you. God forbid, but it's not going to happen. That's me, and that's where I am with my relationship with God, right? So my point is this. You have to get there by yourself. Nobody is forcing you. But the word of God, let the word of God be your driving force. As we pray for illumination, the reason why I'm saying this is this. I'm laying a foundation. We're going to be praying, and God is going to illuminate our hearts. But it's important for us to make sure that when that light comes, I am willing to relearn things. I am willing to change things. I am willing to do things differently. Because there's no point. Revelation coming, and I'm still doing the same thing I've been doing. It's not going to transform anybody. Amen? So I have to relearn what it is that I have learned before. And this even comes in relationships. For the married people in the house, when you get married, there is a mindset that you have about marriage, and you take that into your marriage. Your husband has his own mindset, and he brings that into the marriage. But the problem is this. You are coming from two different backgrounds. So whose zone are we going to align to? And God help that marriage if you both have people that are type A personalities, that are head strong-headed or strong-willed. It's just going to be a lot of button heads. But it doesn't have to be so. You have to unlearn things. Relationship with pastor, relationship with church, relationship with your siblings, you can unlearn and relearn. If there's quarrel in your home, there are ways you can go around it. If there's an issue with pastor, there are ways that you can go around it. Does that make sense? When I look at the story of Paul, I can imagine the Christians that like, Paul, he used to kill Christians, though. Don't mind him. Those ones, they started their own ministry, just talking about Paul. Paul, he got saved, and he focused on God. The difference is clear. My problem when there's conflict is this. If a man of God or my cousin or my sister or a child of God does something wrong, and I judge him by that action, when he repents, I don't know. I'm not there. I'll still be judging him what he did 5 years ago. This man has moved on. God has forgiven him. He has changed his life, and he's going to heaven. But me, I'm still holding on what he did to me 5 years ago. I think we should think differently. Amen? I don't know why I went there, but God help us in Jesus' name. So the point about relearning is what? I have to be present. Relearning is one of the most difficult things. For example, how many people know that this message that is being preached or the messages that are being preached here at Victory House, we decide to just package it and put it in VHS. How many people know that nobody's listening to that message? No matter how anointed it is, if we put it in, how many people even know VHS? Okay, some people don't. You don't know VHS, praise the Lord, okay? That's exactly what I'm saying. You have to be in the present. You get what I'm saying? Or in 8-track tapes. My point is this, when you are relearning, you have to be present. Stay with God now. Not what did God tell me 10 years ago. When you look at the story of Isaac and Abraham, God was talking to Abraham per time. He said, go and sacrifice your son. Imagine if Abraham just suspended his ears and said, okay, go and sacrifice your son, and that's all he's running with. You have to constantly be listening to God. It's a daily action. It's a constant thing. Being present, that is how you relearn things. Because God is always present. Right, and as you stay with him, he shows you things that you've done. The struggle also is you could have done that thing in a different way 5 years ago, but God wants you to do it in a different way this time. Stay present in every area of your life. You have to be present, and the only way you can stay present is by that connection with God. Amen? Hebrews chapter 3. I don't know, I've been reading Hebrews chapter 3 now for a while. Hebrews chapter 3, when we look at this scripture, let me open it here. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 3. Verse 3 says, "For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who builds the house has more honor than the house itself." He that builds the house, why don't you think about that? God has more honor than this building. Amen? It's not in the building. He that builds the house is more honorable than the house itself. If we focus on the house, we miss the God that built the house. Right? So we focus on he that builds, not the event, not the material things, not the end. It's the God that builds. That is what the focus is. Because I'm always going to need God to do things. Things are always going to happen. Why don't I just align to God that can do it all the time? The one that builds. Amen? God is the one that builds. It says, has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who builds all things is God. As I tie this up, I want us just to stand up. Whatever area of your life it is that you want God to open you up, kind of like how we talked about this, but there might be one area of your life where you want God, just open me up. It could be a relationship with your parents. It could be a relationship with your siblings. It could be a relationship that you had in the past. Whatever it is, ask God to open you up. If you're already bottled up, there's nothing God can do in that area. If you're already confined, there's nothing God can do until you give it to him. It could be your career. It could be your marriage. It could be your relationship. Whatever area of life it is that you know this area is a sensitive matter. I don't want to talk about it. There's nothing sensitive. That just tells me that there's hurt and there's pain. Open it up to the one that can change the situation. Open it up to the one that can change that story. Open it up to the one that can go back to the past and cause things to happen for your good. Amen?